Well, Scots will decide this Thursday if Scotland should break off from Great Britain to become independent. Today, British Prime Minister David Cameron promised Scots that if they rejected independence, they'd get new powers, including new powers over taxes, spending, and welfare services. He's pleaded with them, saying, please do not break this family apart.
So this is our message to the people of Scotland. We want you to stay. Head, heart, and soul, we want you to stay. Please don't mix up the temporary and the permanent. Please don't think, I'm frustrated with politics right now, so I'll walk out the door and never come back. If you don't like me, I won't be here forever. If you don't like this government, it won't last forever. But if you leave the United Kingdom, that will be forever.
Well, half a world away, many Chinese people find it incredible that London would even consider allowing the UK to break up. China's premier has said he wants to see a united UK. As the BBC's Martin Patience reports from Beijing, China's leaders worry that the Scottish vote may encourage its own minorities to push for independence.
The strains of Highland Cathedral. The melody is not, it has to be said, one of your typical tunes in China. But the even bigger surprise is it's been played by a Chinese bagpiper. George Tien loves all things Scottish, despite having never set foot in the country. How did you first get interested in Scotland?
I heard the music from the city and over 10 years ago, but I have no idea about this kind of instrument. So I started to find some CD and tape, and this music can make you cry and cheer you up.
Do you want to see an independent Scotland? Do you think it'd be a good thing?
I'm not a Scottish. I'm not even a British. I'm Chinese, so I don't believe I have the right to choose that. Leave the right to their own people.
And while George won't be drawn, the Chinese government has already said it would be better if the UK stayed together. And that's because Beijing is wary about any independence movement inspiring its own minorities. Any talk of separation in China is seen as treason. There are no referendums here. In the western region of Xinjiang, Beijing has launched a huge security crackdown against what it calls Uyghur separatists. Tibetans have long complained that they're repressed under Chinese rule. And in the case of Taiwan, Beijing says it has the right to use military force if the island declares formal independence. Victor Gao, a political analyst, says keeping China unified remains the ruling Communist Party's top priority.
Throughout the thousands of years Chinese history, whenever China is united, we are in a better position. The Chinese economy will do better. Living standards of the people will do better. Whenever China is fragmented, or when part of China is occupied or part of China become independent of the rest of China, the result for the people actually will be a worse off.
For that reason, Victor says most Chinese find it unbelievable that London would allow the UK to split up.
London will become a much weakened entity, and whatever that will remain of the United Kingdom will be less of a player in international politics, and that in itself is a little bit unfortunate.
Unfortunate, perhaps, but as this whiskey fair in Beijing shows, the Chinese have acquired a thirst for what comes out of Scotland. Total Scottish exports, including whiskey to China, were worth more than £500 million last year. The First Minister and the leader of the Yes campaign, Alex Salmond, has stressed that he'll make Beijing a key economic partner if Scotland achieves independence. But when you ask the Chinese, or even British businessmen here about the referendum, no one will give you a straight answer. Stephen Notman is the event's organiser.
People are actually always asking, is a definite, genuine interest to see, well, what's going to happen. But again, we try and just stay out and avoid that question.
What do they ask you?
Again, it can be very, very sensitive, because again, is you could obviously lead to other questions, which we'd never want to or probably go down.
All politics in China is sensitive, even the politics of a small nation thousands of miles away. And while more people are enjoying a wee dram here, there's certainly no clamour for Scottish independence in China.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Fascinating how this is resonating all around the world. You can go to hearandnow.org and let us know what you think as Scotland prepares to vote on Thursday.